来翻开列王记下，列王记下第九章。
Let's open to our Second Kings chapter 9.
我们今天要从第九章看到十二章。
We're going to go from chapter 9 to chapter 12 today.
列王是先知跟北国南国王的这个建立。
It's a building of the northern and southern kingdom between the prophets and the kings.
今天我们要来看到这个第九章里面。
We're going to see in chapter 9.
北国唯一的一个特殊的王。
So the special king in the northern kingdom, the only one.
那么这个特殊的王呢，我们看到神的怜悯到这个北国以色列。
We see that God's mercy through this king, special king in the northern kingdom to Israel.
神寄望于这个王，他能够有一个很大的改变。
God had hope in this king who will bring great change.
同样，神也给我们有很大的机会。
Same thing that God gave us great chances.
北国这样子的，没有一个任何一个王能够敬拜神。
Because there was no king in the northern kingdom who could worship God.
当时他们的这一个以色列人的对于神真神独一神的敬拜。
So it was during that time the Israel's worship of the one and true God
已经不复存在了。
No longer existed.
他们是一个多神论者。
They now have multiple gods.
他们已经成为一个泛神论者。
They are also against God.
他们任何的神他们都可以去接触。
They thought that they could receive any God they
wanted to. 只要跟他们的利益有相关的时候。
As long as it has some gain for them.
那么这一个给我们看到这个世代里面其实是这样子。
We see this generation as it is.
也许很多的基督徒也有这样子的一个心态。
Maybe some Christians have this kind of attitude.
特别在末后的世代里面。
In the last days.
更多的基督徒可能都有这种以色列的心态。
So maybe more Christians have this kind of attitude as in Israel.
我们今天看第九章第一节里面来看到，以利沙叫一个先知门徒来。
So we see in chapter 9 verse 1 the prophet Elisha summoned a man from the company.
手里拿着瓶膏油。
From the company of prophets who tucked his cloak into his belt and take this flask of oil with him.
往激烈的磨拉磨去。
To go to Ramoth Gilead.
当时在这个拉莫呢有一场战争。
Because in Ramoth there was a war.
那么带领的这一个将军呢叫做耶户。
So the commander was Yehu.
那么以利沙呢就差遣门徒去膏耶户。
So Elisha sent his disciple to anoint Yehu.
你有没有记得这一个耶和华告诉以利亚讲到说你要去告耶户，有没有
？Remember, Elijah was told by the Lord to anoint Elisha and also Yehu.
以利亚那个时候没有做这个工作。
Of course, Elijah didn't do this work.
是神告诉他要去做的。
But God told him to do this.
不是以利亚延宕。
But it was not Elijah.
是以利亚没有时间做这个事情。
But because he didn't have time.
因为时候还没有到。
Because time has not come yet.
他只是。告诉他说这个事情交代下去了。
It's told him to finish this work.
你要找一个忠心又能够教导别人的人。
You need to find someone who is faithful and able to teach others.
做一个传承的工作。
To do the work of succession.
那么以利沙也在那个时候在预言的当中要被膏抹接续以利亚当先知。
So Elisha was also to be anointed as the prophet who is supposed to succeed Elijah.
这一件事情呢，在以利沙这个时候呢，他叫一个门徒。
So in this matter, Elisha summoned one of his disciples
去告耶户。
To anoint Yehu.
所以在北国的先知当中，唯有这一个王是被膏的。
So among all the kings in northern kingdom, only this king was anointed.
所有的王基本上是被预言出来的。
Most of the kings were prophesied.
没有被膏抹。
But never anointed.
就被预言讲出来一段话语。
So they, because the words of prophecy.
那你会发现，就是说，当先知讲一些话语对我有利的时候
，You notice that when the words of a prophet has some benefit or good for you.
他一方面呢相信为真
，They will treat it as truth.
那一方面呢又不相信这一位神
，But on the other hand, they don't believe in God.
这个就是信仰里面很大的危机。
This is the danger in the faith.
以色列当时就在这种信仰的危机。
This is what Israel have fallen into in the danger of their faith.
信仰只是跟我的利益有相关。
The faith is only to do with the benefits for them.
信仰跟神的使命跟国度无关。
but had nothing to do with God's commissions and
kingdom. 北国以色列所营造出来的信仰。
This is what the faith has become in the northern kingdom in Israel.
让我们这个世代的人呢，更加的应当警惕。
So that for our generation, we need to be even more careful.
那么那些王就这个军将军坐在那个地方的时候，门徒一到。
So when the commander was there, the disciple came.
将军啊，我有话对你说。
He said, "I have word for you."
那时候很多将军在那里。
I have a message for you because there were many commanders.
也就是说，我们众人啊，你要对哪一个说呢？
For which of us ask Yehu?
那个门徒呢，就跟将军就我就是要对你说。
And he said, "For you, commander."
那么表示呢，这一个少年人呢，知道耶户是哪一位。
So this young man knew who Yehu was.
那么我们从这一个啊先知的行列的当中
，from the work of the prophets,
我们可以猜出来这一个少年人呢
，we can guess that this young man,
这个先知呢
，this prophet,
啊，这个可能就是约拿。
Perhaps is
不是那个啊那另外那个约拿。
It's not the Jonah in the book.
有一个约拿。
There's a prophet named Jonah.
那么这个呢，就是高耶户的这一个少年人。
This is a young man who anointed Yehu.
那么我们看到他高这个王的时候呢
，We see that when he anointed his king.
他就怎么样？他就有神的灵降在他身上。
Yeah, we saw that the Spirit of God came upon him.
那你说神的灵降在他身上
？He said that when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
他做些什么工作？
What kind of work did he do?
他成为神的器皿。
He became a vessel of God.
那你要很清楚啊。
You must be very clear.
神成为这个人成为神的器皿。
This person became the vessel of God.
神用这个人。
God used this man.
是指给这个人有机会。
Is to give this person a chance.
问题是要让他归到神的面前来。
The thing is for him to return before the Lord.
耶户的确也做了一些事情。
Yehu did do the works.
就是呢。把这个巴利呢完全的毁掉
was to completely destroy Baal
那么把敬拜巴利的人杀掉
and also kill the worshippers of Baal
问题他不是归向耶和华
but the problem he did not turn back to the Lord
这个耶户呢杀了敬拜巴利的人
he killed all the worshippers of Baal
啊归向金牛犊
but he turned to the golden calf
他却不是归向耶和华
But he did not turn to the Lord.
这个有一个很特殊的典故，这个金牛犊，他们以色列的北国把金牛犊当作耶和华。
So there's a very special thing about the golden calf because the northern kingdom treated the Lord as the golden calf.
第一个当然是在西乃山下的时候。
Of course, the first time was in Mount Sinai.
第二个是耶罗伯安告诉我们，这就是带领我们出埃及的神。
The second thing is when the Jeroboam told the people that this is the Lord that brought us out of Egypt.
很可惜，这已经离开了这个埃及，已经将近几百年了。
Sadly, they already departed from Egypt several hundred years now.
新的一代已经起来了。
The new generation has arisen.
竟然在整个的四世纪里面的教义跟这个大卫还有这个所罗门里面。
So from all the teachings from Judges and David and Solomon.
这些以色列人对神的敬拜仍然是那么样子的迷糊。
They're still confused about worshiping the Lord.
仍然相信过去在埃及那个金牛犊。
They still believe in the golden calf in Egypt.
却没有想到带领他们出埃及的耶和华。
They did not remember the Lord who brought them out of Egypt.
所以我们看到耶户怎么样归向的不是耶和华，是金牛犊。
But unfortunately, we saw that Yehu returned not to the Lord but to the golden calf.
神使用这个器皿。
God used this vessel.
当一个人被神使用的时候
，When someone is used by the Lord，
当他跌倒的时候
，When he falls，
不是神用错了
，It's not God made a mistake。
不要以为神用错了
，Don't think that God made a mistake。
神用这一个人做一些复兴的作为
，God used this man for the work of restoration。
是这一个人是成为神的器皿
，He was only a vessel of the Lord。
神愿意让他归向神
，And God let him to be turn him to him。
但是你不要忘记了，神给人有一个自主权。
But don't forget, men, God gave men a sovereignty, also a right.
叫自由也好
You can call it freedom.
叫基本你自以为的人权也好
You may think it's basic human rights.
这一些呢，都是怎么样？我们自己想到的
This is all of our own thinking.
想到我们想要完成什么样的工作
We think about what we want to complete.
我们可能拉神来站台一下
Maybe we'll pull God to help us.
或是说我们真正的完全归向神
Or maybe we completely turn to the Lord
这都变成很自主权
This is all because of human This is our right
所以神运用我们利用这个用我们成为一个器皿的时候
when God uses as a vessel,
是让这一个人成为一个归向神的机会。
He gives us a chance to turn back to the Lord.
但是如果这个人不归向神的时候，
But this person doesn't turn back to the Lord.
仅仅是神运用的器皿而已。
He's only a vessel used by the Lord.
所以你不要对人有太大的这一个啊这个盼望。
So don't put great hopes in men.
哎呀，这个人曾经是神重用的器皿。
You would say this man was used greatly by the Lord.
每一个人被神用的时候，都代表神给他机会。
When everybody who is used by the Lord means that they've been given chances.
包括卖耶稣的犹大。
Including Judas who sold betrayed Jesus.
神照样给这一个卖耶稣的犹大有机会。
God also gave Judas who betrayed Jesus a chance.
神在耶稣基督在教导的时候，
When Jesus was teaching,
并没有把犹大给分别出来。
He did not separate Judas from the rest.
虽然他知道他会卖他，
Even though he knew he was going to betray him,
但是仍然给他机会。
He gave him a chance still.
但是我们绝对不能用神，他早知道这一个人不会这一个敬拜神。
But because God knew, even though God knew that this person would not worship him.
这个神有预知的全能。
God has the almighty omniscience.
那不代表你已经知道了。
Doesn't mean that you have the foreknowledge.
你来看故事是过去的事情，来看整个的历史。
You're looking at the past that already been played out.
你就用这个神给他的机会来指责说：“神啊，你早就知道了，你还用这个人？”
So you use this to blame God that you use this man.
这对神是非常不公平。
This is unjust to the Lord.
我们未来的事情现在好了，我们未来的事情我们还不知道。
Because we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
你怎么可以用你认识认为的已知？
How can you use the knowledge of what happened?
以为神一定会这样呢？
And knew that God would do this.
这一个人得不得救？
Whether this person will be safe or
not. 神早就预定好了。
God already had foreknowledge.
其实不是神预定好。
It's not God already predestined.
是神早就知道，神有已知的全能。
But because God already had the power for knowledge.
那到底怎么样呢？
So what is it?
你不知道。
You don't know.
你不能用你以为神知道就代表你知道。
Just because God knows,
然后
doesn't mean you know.
用这种错误的逻辑来指责神。
And then use the wrong logic to blame God.
这就是基督徒对预定论里面经常会犯下的毛病。
This is the problem that Christians have with predestination.
但我们在看这个历史的时候，
But when we're looking at history,
我们更应该明白神给每一个人都有机会。
We see that God gives every person a chance.
所以当他开始发动政变的时候，
So when there's a political upheaval,
他从这一个啊拉莫回来，
When he came back from Ramoth,
我们就看到呢这一个呢啊这个亚兰耶兰呢就问这一个派一个兵去。
So the king of Aram sent the army.
啊就问他说平不平安？
And ask him if there's, did you come in peace or not?
那么这个耶户就说平不平安干你什么事情？
So Yehu said, what has anything to do with you?
他问这个平不平安的事情，不是问他的来意如何。
It doesn't mean that what his intention was.
他应该是指着在拉莫的那一个战争平不平安。
He's asking about the was there peace in the Ramoth when there was
war. 那么这个约兰就是见耶户说，耶户啊，平安吗？
So Yehu asked him. So he asked Yehu, "Is there peace? He's coming peace."
Because Yehu 当时受伤啊。
Because at that time, Yoram was injured.
这一个犹大王也过来看耶户这个亚兰约兰啊。
So the king of Aram also came to visit.
结果耶户说：“你的母亲耶洗别行淫邪术这样多，焉能平安呢？”
But he said, "When your mother Jezebel did so much." Witchcraft is a peace in the land.
这段话俨然是这一个先知的口吻哈。
This is the words of the prophet.
好像神指责他的。
So because God rebuked him.
那当然，这个约兰一听到就知道了啊，就糟糕了，反了。
So Yoram heard this. He said, treachery.
结果他就逃跑。
So he ran.
被耶户给射死了。
But he was killed by Yehu.
那我们看到接下来呢，耶户要去怎么样？要去找耶洗别了。
We next saw that Yehu was going to go after Jezebel.
当耶洗别进门的时候，耶户进门的时候，耶洗别说什么呢？
So when Yehu came, what did Jezebel say?
杀主人的心里啊，平安吗？
So did you come in peace, Zimri, you murderer of your master?
他说你篡位的人啊，平安吗？
So you who murdered your master,
我们说心里篡位只有七天就被杀了。
We saw that after he succeeded his master, he was killed in 7 days.
当然他觉得没有救了，结果把皇宫给烧，自焚而死。
Of course, he felt like there was no hope, so he burned down the palace and killed himself too.
所以这个耶洗别知道这个典故呢，特别叫告诉这个耶户说，这个心力啊，杀主人的心力啊。
So because Jezebel knew this story, he said to Yehu,
你今天篡位，你会坐得安稳吗？
So if you murder your master, can you have peace in your heart?
我们看到耶洗别原来不是一个泛泛之辈啊。
So we know Jezebel was not an ordinary person.
她纵然是怎么样，要死之前还化妆化妆化妆一下。
Before she died, she had to put on makeup.
这个其实是一个皇后的气度。
This is actually the attitude of a queen.
就是说她虽然是这一个，但是她有那一种高贵的气质。
Now she had this majesty of her around her.
这是一种人的一种特殊的骄傲。
This is a special kind of human arrogance.
我纵然要死，我也要死得风风光光。
If I'm going to die, I'm going to die in glory.
她没有逃跑。
She did not run.
她等着耶户来。
She waited for Yehu to come.
当然，也许她认为还有筹码。
She thought maybe there's another way out.
跑也跑不掉。
But she could not run.
那么，她的一个这个这么多年来的皇后。
A queen who's been there for so many years.
她知道怎么样子，现在是这个太后了哈，是可以做一些工作。
So she's the mother king, so she knew, mother queen, so she knew to do what kind of work.
还有一些权柄。
She thought she still has some authority.
但是我们就看到呢，这个耶户一进来。
But we saw when Yehu came.
谁跟着我呢？
Who followed me?
那么几边太监那个地方呢，把他给我丢下来。
So two or three eunuchs threw her down.
那个时候耶户呢，这个在下面。
And Yehu was at the downstairs.
有两个太监就把这个耶洗别给丢到这个楼下去。
So two of the three eunuchs threw Jezebel down to the floor.
那么丢过去的时候，马车刚好过去。
It happened that the chariots went by.
就把给他压死了。
And trampled her underfoot.
那么呢，这个耶户一进到皇宫以后呢
？So when Yehu went into the palace.
所以一个开始就在一个地方怎么样？开始整顿吃喝。
So he began to put things together, put in order, and start to drink and eat.
吃饱喝足才想到说啊，皇后还死在那里。
So after he finished eating, he realized that the queen was still on the ground.
过一段时间
There must have been some time.
想到说这个皇后是王的女儿。
And realized that she was a queen.
所以呢，应该给她风光大葬一下。
But need to give her a proper burial.
没想到去收尸体的时候
，She didn't realize when you about to pick up the body.
只剩下头颅、跟脚、跟手掌。
So only left was her head and arms and legs.
身体呢已经被狗咬走了。
But the body was devoured by the dog.
可见呢，当时呢，这个很多的这一个野狗可能就是coyote之类的东西吧。
Probably at that time, the dogs are probably similar to coyotes at that time.
这一些呢，我们就看到这个是预言。
We saw that this was a prophecy.
预言这个怎么样？这一个这一个耶洗别呢会被狗吃掉。
We saw that Jezebel will be devoured by the dogs.
那么耶户才想到说，哎呀，才想到说啊，这个刚好是预言。
So Yehu remember that this was prophecy.
我们就看到呢，这个耶户说，这正应验的这个三十六节，应验耶和华借着他仆人提比斯人以利亚所说的话。
So verse 36, it fulfilled what the word spoke through his servant Elijah the Tishbite.
那你发现就是说，耶户他知道以利亚所说过的话。
So we realize that Yehu knew what Elijah had said.
半信半疑。
But he was probably half believe and doubt, and half.
过了这么这个一个王朝了，才产生。
After a whole, this king, this dynasty that this happened.
这个预言产生出来了，竟然没有让耶户归向耶和华。
Even though this prophecy was fulfilled, yet Yehu did not turn back to the Lord.
所以我们就知道说，一个信仰到迷糊的程度的时候。
We see that when somebody whose faith is completely deceived.
预言这一个让他知道了。
Even though he knows that about the prophecy,
纵然圣经的预言里面一而再的这个出现了。
Even though the prophecies repeatedly come out from the Bible,
人的心不归向耶和华，就是不归向耶和华。
When men do not want to turn back to the Lord, they will not turn back to the Lord.
那么是神使他的心刚硬吗
？Did God make their hearts hardened? No.
当神的恩典越多的时候
，When God's grace abounds.
机会给的越多的时候
When he gives more chances to people,
一个人的心不归向神他的心就越来越刚硬
And when the person's heart does not return to the Lord their heart will become more hardened
那我们看到耶户竟然知道这一个是提比斯人这个提斯比人以利亚所说的话
Even though Yehud realizes this is a word spoken to the prophet Elijah the Tishbite.
在耶斯列田间，狗必吃耶洗别的肉。
That Jezebel's body will be refuse on the ground at the plot of a Jezreel.
我们看到这一个整个的第十章以后呢
？We see in whole chapter 10.
啊，这一个这耶户呢，怎么样来篡位
？So how Yehu plotted to succeed?
啊，怎么把耶兰的整个的家里面这个臣仆呢，跟孩子呢，全部都给他灭亡，杀亡了
？So all the servants and the sons of Yoram got completely killed.
而且他不是自己杀的。
Not only but he did not kill himself.
政治的手法来杀了。
He used a political means to kill them all.
表示呢，这一个耶户呢是一个非常有聪明的人。
Showing that Yehu was a very intelligent man.
在官场上很会用这一些方法。
So in the political arena, he knew how to use ways.
他如何讨群众的喜欢。
How he knew how to please the crowd.
所以他没有想到他归向耶和华。
But he didn't think about turning back to the Lord.
他忘记了他是。被耶和华所高的
He forgot he was anointed by the Lord
他应该有一些作为
He should have some deeds
他有一些作为
He has some works
他不是要归向耶和华
But not to turn back to the Lord
这一些作为
This work, these works
是要讨百姓的喜欢
But to please the people
还有跟他利益的相关
And also has to do what for his personal gain
其实最后呢我们看第十章以后他怎么样去归向这一个金牛犊
So at the end of chapter 10 we saw that he turned back to the The golden calf.
他不拜巴利
He did not worship Baal.
但他去拜耶罗波安所见到的那个金牛犊
But he worshipped the golden calf set up by Jeroboam.
这个十一章里面我们要看到这个犹大国的事情
So in chapter 11 we see what happened to the kingdom in Judah.
那我们知道这个耶户呢也把犹大国的这个国王给杀了
We also know that Yehu killed the king of Judah.
那么这个亚他利亚呢就篡位
So.Natalia succeeded.
这个成为一个犹大国里面的一个什么？这个啊，这个女王。
She was a queen in the kingdom of Judah.
啊，篡位，她自己想当王。
She plotted. She wanted to be the queen or the ruler.
杀掉王室里面的人。
And so she killed the royal household.
不让他们有机会可以当王。
So they have no chance to become kings.
她自己想当王。
She wanted to be the king herself.
当我们看到中国也有这个女皇帝
Of course in Chinese there's same
当
初
女人的这个地位不是太崇高
Or empress At that time because the woman's position was not very elevated
所以不可能是顺位当皇帝的
So they have no chance of becoming the empress
包括中国也是一样
Same thing in China
都是一次篡位来的
They have to use a plot and murder
那我们看亚他利亚呢
And we saw Italia
她怎么样篡位
So she succeeded.
把所有王室里面的人杀了。
So she killed off all the royal family.
我们要看到这个耶户在杀人啊，或是将军在杀人，他们在战场上已经杀惯了人。
So we see that Yehu and all the commanders they are used to killing in the field.
所以杀惯了人的时候呢，他们在做这个工作的时候呢，他们觉得易如反掌。
So when they are used to killing people, this kind of work to them is nothing.
很顺手。
Yeah, it's feel like it's just ordinary.
但是亚他利亚呢？
But Atalia,
他不是在战场上杀人。
She was not someone who used to killing in the field.
但是他却可以把王室跟他有一些亲属关系的。
But she was able to to the royal family and those who had any relationship with her.
也许没有任何的血缘关系。
Maybe not directly,
but blood relations.
But anything that came in her way,
杀掉。
She killed them all.
我们要让他从这一个，他从我的眼前怎么消灭掉。
So this destroyed her before her eyes, all of them.
那么刚好怎么样？这一个约阿斯呢，他的这一个这个姑姑呢，把他给抢救出来。
It turned out that the aunt of Joash,
跟他的奶娘呢，藏在圣殿里面。
And stole him away among the temple.
婴孩的时候。
When he was a baby.
等到了第七年。
Until the seventh year.
那么耶和耶大呢，就开始怎么样？开始建造了一个很大的计划。
The Yehoiada had a great plan.
让这一个约阿斯呢来当王
，so that he made the Joash the king。
的确，他是犹大的这一个嫡系下来的。
So indeed, he's the lineage of Judah。
大卫的子孙。
He was a descendant of David。
因此呢，在那个地方当王。
So he became king there。
设计了一些方法。
And also he set up some plans。
当亚他利亚听到的时候呢
，So Atalia heard this。
哎呀，就讲反啦。
She said the treachery。
但是来不及。
Treason。 But it was too late.
被推到圣殿之外，被杀了。
So she was pushed out of the temple and killed.
但我们要看耶押斯这个人。
But we want to look at this man Joash.
给我们有一个很大的警惕。
But also give us a great warning.
耶押斯，我们看起来好像是一个好的王。
Joash seems on the surface a good king.
晚节不保。
But you cannot put it together.
基本上，如果我们好好仔细看，不应该是这样。
If we look at it carefully, that's what it was.
耶押斯在这个啊、祭司在的时候。
So when the priest was present,
在耶和耶大养他长大。
So the priest that reared him up,
在的时候都怎么样？这个归向耶和华。
So he turned to the Lord.
但是当耶和耶大死了以后
，But when Yehoiada died,
因此他的信仰、他的信心是建立在耶和耶大的身上。
Unfortunately, he built his faith on Yehoiada, and his faith also on
him. 他的信心不是建立在耶和华的心身上。
Now his faith was not built on the Lord.
那我们的信心是建造在哪里？
Where is our faith built on?
这个给我们在牧养上呢，给我们在做一些工作的时候
，So in our ministry and our shepherding,
给我们很大的一个警惕
，Give us a great warning.
信心绝不能建造在牧师的身上
，So faith cannot build on the pastors.
信心绝对不能说，哎呀，这一个怎么样，先知讲过了
，Not because of the prophet already spoken.
这个祭司讲过了，信心建造在耶和耶大身上。
That because what the priest had said that the faith was built on him.
那我们看到这个约押斯呢，执政四十年。
So Joash would rule for 40 years.
那么在这个耶和耶大在的时候呢，都听耶和华的话。
So when Yehoiada was still present,
and he
listened to the Lord.
并且怎么样建造这个圣殿破损的地方
？He also repaired the temple.
那表示呢，他有领受。
Meaning that he did receive.
他对神的道也真实的知道。
He actually understood the word of God.
特别在奉献上面。
Especially in offering.
他告诉人要甘心的。
He told people have to be willing.
他不是用强迫性的。
Not by coercion.
表示他领受上是很正确的道。
Meaning that he truly received the true word.
可惜这道却没有植入他的心里。
But the word never went into his heart.
然后我们看到在新约里面讲到。
We see that in the New Testament it's
mentioned.终日寻道
，So all day they study scriptures.
但是他们总是找不到道
，But they never found the way.
原因在哪个地方
？What was the reason?
原因是自己的私欲
，It's because their own sinful desires.
这一个的道，现在因为耶和耶大从报恩吧
，So because Yehoiada already gave him this word.
耶和耶大从他小的时候就开始给他这一个啊王。
He gave this king Joash when he was young, very young.
也许整个的执政权在耶和耶大身上。
Probably the reign was in the hands of Yehoiada.
耶押斯现在还没有办法完全阻挡一面。
So Joash was still able to hold the reign.
好了，等耶和耶大死了。
So until Yehoiada died.
领袖就开始怎么样？开始去告诉耶押斯。
The commanders began to talk to Joash.
哎，让我们拜其他的偶像吧。
Let's worship other idols.
那么耶和耶大在的时候，耶押斯行了耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So when Yehoiada was still alive, Joash was right in the eyes of the Lord.
从耶押斯的身上可以分为怎么样？耶和耶大在的时候跟耶和耶大亡的时候的两个阶段。
So we can divide his Joash life into before and after Yehoiada's death.
耶和耶大在的时候，耶押斯的热心建造圣殿。
So when Yehoiada was still alive, he had zeal to repair the temple of the Lord.
那么耶和耶大死掉了以后呢
？After the priest died,
一群首领呢来求耶押斯允许他们拜偶像。
A group came to ask Joash to worship the idols.
他应该用神的话教导他。
He should have used the word of God to teach them.
竟然没有帮助这个好吧？这个领袖就给你们做吧。
So he did not help this leader.
表示呢，他是一个没有担当的这一个王。
So means that he did not have, he was not a responsible king.
他更不知道耶和华是神。
He did not know that the Lord was the.
因此呢
，was God.
容许这一些首领呢去做这个工作。
So that he allowed his leaders to do these things.
原因可能怕这些首领叛变，或是有一些什么样的问题。
Maybe he was afraid that they will rebel or other problems.
那么先知就来警告。
So the prophet came to warn.
耶和华应该怎么样顺势而为。
That Joash should see do things accordingly.
跟这些首领来做警告
and warn the leaders.
并没有这样做
but he didn't do this.
反而把先知用石头给他打死
but stoned the prophet's death.
那你看看这个落差很大吧。
So see how big of a difference.
耶和耶大在的时候建造圣殿。
So when Yehoiada was alive, he built the temple.
耶和耶大死了以后呢？
But after Yehoiada died,
你想说这个反差那么大是一夕之间的吗？
Do you think this great turn of change was only overnight?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
我们经常听到反骨。
We always see the talk about turnaround.
里头本身就有那一种问题。
It's because there's a problem in us.
直到这个拦阻去除了。
Until that this stumbling block is taken away.
我终于可以独当一面。
So we can do whatever I want.
我终于可以不用活在耶和耶大的影子下面了。
I don't longer have to live under the shadow of Yehoiada.
有时候我们不知道在耶和耶大下面的时候是一把保护伞。
We don't know. We live under Yehoiada is because we're under His God's protection.
当然，把信心建造在耶和耶大身上是不对的。
Of course, it's wrong to build His faith on Yehoiada.
但是呢，这一个呢，可以走在一个正确的道路上面。
But this would have led him in the right path.
让我们可以在正确的路上而行。
But we can walk in the right path.
那如果这个耶和耶大这个伞去掉了以后
，But after this umbrella of Yehoiada,
我们开始可以依靠耶和华，成为我们真正的保护伞。
Now, if they have trusted in the Lord, who will protect them?
但不是。
But no.
那这个是怎么样？这个是我，这个暂时听你的话。
He was just listening to him temporarily.
所以这个约阿斯里面我们可以看到哈。
We see in Yoash.
马上会把先知给杀死。
So he did not kill off the prophets right away.
这是一个很大的问题。
So this is a great problem.
把信心依靠神的信心建立在人的身上的时候。
So when he put his faith in men instead of God,
基本上他还是拜偶像。
In essence, he was worshiping the idol.
他不是把信心建造在神的身上。
He did not put his faith build his faith on God.
那么建造在人的身上，一个属灵的领袖身上。
So he put his faith in the spiritual leader.
其实他是在拜偶像。
He is actually worshiping idol.
耶和耶大成为他的偶像。
So Yehoiada became his idol.
因此呢，他不是一下子离开神的。
So it's not like he suddenly departed from the Lord.
里头里面慢慢有一群的一个反浪的声音。
So gradually there was a voice of rebellion.
一个人要离开神，并不是一时之间的。
When somebody is going to turn away from the Lord, it's not just sudden.
开始的时候是从不察觉的里面慢慢显出来。
It's because they really did not really carefully examine it gradually.
在个人厉害跟权力关系冲突上的时候。
So when he has to do with authority and the benefits,
这个是第十二章给我们看到的约阿斯。
This is what happened to Joash in chapter 12.
极致呢，亚兰王来攻击的时候。
So when the king of Aram came to attack,
这个就把所有的这一个王呢，这个物件呢，这个来送给亚兰王。
So he gave all the sacred object of the temple.
十二章十八节那个时候是在《列王纪上》里面有记载的。
So chapter 12 verse 8 was recorded in the Kings.
他把他父亲这一个约沙法、约兰跟亚哈谢所有的这一个圣物呢，完全的送给了这个亚兰王。
So he gave all the offerings in the temple of the Lord from Yehoshaphat and Ahaz and all his fathers to the king Aram. So because he was a strong country, he was going to use it as a peace offering.
耶和耶大在的时候为什么不敢呢？
How come he didn't do this when Yehoiada was still alive?
神的保护神在。
Because God was protecting.
但他已经没有敬拜神。
But he no longer worshiped God.
他也不知道神能够帮助他。
He didn't know that God was able to help him.
他没有因为这件事情可以好好的反省过来。
So because of this, he did not really think about it.
所以我们就看到呢，他最后呢，没有一个很好的下场。
Therefore, he didn't have a good end.
约阿斯的臣仆起来背叛。
So his officials conspire against him.
在希拉的时候的米罗宫那里将他杀了。
And assassinated him at Beth Milo on the road down to Silla.
这是一个很不好的下场。
This is not a good ending.
那离开神的人。
For those who depart from the Lord,
没有把信心建造在耶和华身上。
Those who did not build their faith in the Lord,
把信心建造在整个的属灵的人物身上。
But build their faith in the spiritual person,
或是某件的事情上面的。
Or certain things.
最后怎么样？利害关系来的时候呢
？But when it comes to benefits or gains,
基本上呢，已经在做拜偶像的工作。
But they basically worshiping idols.
我们求神帮助我们在看这一些王他们的敬拜的时候。
May the Lord help us when we look at how the kings worship God.
不要忘记了我们有神儿女的位分。
Don't forget we have sonship.
我们要与主同作王。
We will reign with the Lord.
所以我们有王的那一个成分在里头。
So we have the qualification as a king.
虽然现在我们好像没有什么太大的权柄。
Even though it doesn't look like we have a lot of authority.
但是呢，我们就看到，如果我们没有心归向神的时候。
But we see that if our hearts don't turn to the Lord.
当我们看到世界上给你一些权力。
So even though the world gave you some authority or power.
给你一些可能做的范围的时候。
Things that you could do.
你就不会好好的运用。
You don't know how to use them.
这一些的权力反倒会让你进入犯罪的地方。
The power will actually make you sin.
这一些呢都是我们基督徒应该要警惕。
This is what all the Christians should be careful with.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们从整个列王里面
From all the kings,
我们看到约阿斯
We saw Joash,
给我们有一个很大的警惕
I give a great warning,
让我们心归向你
that our heart turn back to you,
让我们的信心定睛在你的身上
that I put our faith in you,
帮助我们
Help us,
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.